Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult with many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I am here to help you do that. Today, we're going to talk about how to deal with irritating people. Now, this is a problem that we all face. There are occasions that we deal with people that just irritate us. That they may not be terrible people. They're not doing anything that's evil in the world. They're just annoying. Sometimes we can just sort of dismiss that. Sometimes we can overlook it and just ignore them. But sometimes it really begins to bother us. And so we need some strategies so that we can go into our workplaces, go into our family meetings, we go into our communities and deal with those irritating people. And so today I'm going to give you five strategies that will help you deal with these kind of people that just get on our nerves. The first strategy is to understand people have the right to be wrong. See, sometimes the reason we get so upset with these irritating people is people just have bizarre ideas sometimes. They just say strange things. They have these viewpoints that are so mind-boggling, it's almost painful to try to process how some people view the world, how some people think. And when they start spouting off their viewpoints, sometimes it's just so irritating, we feel like we might explode. Well, on those occasions, we need to remember, people have the right to be wrong. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone's viewpoint is off-center at times. So everyone misses the mark sometimes. Each one of us struggles in some areas. Each one of us is mistaken sometimes. And so we need to understand that people have the right to be wrong. We don't have to correct everyone. Sometimes we can just sort of roll our eyes, maybe chuckle and say, I don't need to correct that. No matter how absurd the things they are saying may be, they have the right to be wrong. We can just let them be wrong. And there's a peace in that. There's a calmness in that. That we don't have to correct everything. Now, of course, if it's something that truly is really hurtful, something that's going to do serious damage, well, that may be something we have to confront. But in most cases, people can just be wrong. It doesn't hurt anything for people to just be wrong. They can spout off whatever absurd opinions they might have. And we don't have to react to that. We don't have to get annoyed and upset about that. And just knowing that, placing that in our minds, that it is not our responsibility to correct everyone. And so placing that reality in our minds, that it's not our responsibility to fix them, it's not our responsibility to correct them, can really bring a sense of peace and calm with us. That it may not be quite so annoying anymore. It may not be quite so irritating when we don't feel a sense of responsibility to fix it or to correct it. We can just let that person spout off whatever ridiculous things they are saying. And again, it might be something we have to confront if it really is a serious problem. But if it's not, we can just let that go. And there's a calm and peace that comes with that. The second strategy is to evaluate why you are so irritated. Sometimes we get triggered in ways we don't really know until we analyze it. For instance, imagine someone whose mother was really just not a very good person, maybe even abusive. And this person grew up in a very difficult home, a very difficult childhood, dealing with a mother who was just horrible to them. So you fast forward, and now this person is an adult, they're in the workplace, they're doing fine in life, but then they have a coworker who has very similar mannerisms, maybe a similar tone of voice or a similar way of gesturing, or just some coincidental way of acting that reminds this person of their mother. They may not even fully realize it. It may not be a conscious decision, but our defenses would come up in that case. This person would then be very defensive in many cases, reacting emotionally, not to that individual, but to the memory of their mother, to the memory of the harsh treatment that they received growing up. And so just the similarities that they notice, maybe even subconsciously, can trigger that and really upset that person anytime their coworker walks in the room. Anytime the coworker says something, it sets them off because they've got this trigger from their past. When we start to analyze that and we start to ask, why is this person irritating me so much? We may find out that it's not that person particularly, that it's some experience out of our past. It's some bad experience from growing up as a child, or it may be some past work experience that we had a really difficult time with someone, and that person who sort of reminds us of a past event or a past relationship can trigger us into being really upset, really irritated, when the truth is that particular person has done nothing wrong. They just remind us of someone else. And so if we analyze that, you know, I'm starting to see the correlation there. I'm not really upset with them. They really haven't done anything wrong, but boy, they sure did remind me of that former employer or my parent or my brother or whoever it was that really upset me in the past. That person really reminds me of them in maybe just insignificant ways, and that's what's setting me off. And so if we analyze that, if we ask ourselves the question, why are they irritating us so much? We may realize it's not that person's behavior, but a link to the past, a memory that's been triggered. And that can help us to calm down and maybe not be quite so irritated. The third strategy is if it comes to a place that we must confront a person's behavior, we need to confront that irritation before we get angry. See, what most people do is wait and wait and wait, let it go, let it go, let it go, and then it builds up to a place that we just explode. That one day we've just had enough, and that person has crossed the line, and we just explode on them. We yell at them. We have a major reaction because we've had enough. Well, it's okay to let things go, as we said in the first strategy. We can just let them be wrong. But if we feel like we must confront it, we need to do that before we get to the place of exploding, before we get to the place of true anger. Have a rational conversation with that person before you get angry. Have a conversation that explains the situation and what that person is doing that is really irritating you before you get angry and explode. It's much better to have a rational conversation than to just lose all control and go off on them. Have a conversation before you get angry, and things can usually go better that way. Not always. It doesn't always solve a problem, but it can usually go better if we have a rational conversation rather than just waiting until we can't take it anymore and just exploding in anger. Talk to people before you get angry. The fourth strategy is to set time limits on how long you deal with those irritating people. Many cases, we can control at least a little bit of the situation. If we need to have a meeting with a person, we can say, okay, I can meet with you, but I only have 20 minutes, and then I need to go do something else. And we set that limit. We go to a family gathering where a family member always irritates us, always upsets us. We can say, all right, I'll come to the family gathering, but I can only stay for an hour because I have another appointment. And we can set our schedules in such a way that we limit the time. And so we may not be able to change that person, even if we've discussed it with them, even if we've talked with them. We may not be able to change them. We may have to just deal with their irritating personalities, but we can do it better if we set time limits. Know yourself well enough to know how much you can take. how much time you can be patient, how much time you can give that person without becoming too angry, and set limits on the amount of time that you're exposed to that person. We all have a certain level that we can withstand. We all have a certain level of patience that we can assert in any situation. Know what that is. Know where your line is. And as much as possible, set time limits on how much you're exposed to that irritating person. Set your schedule, set that limit, and stick with it. If you say, I only have 20 minutes for this meeting, in 20 minutes, leave that meeting. Stay true to your word so that you set that standard of, I'm only going to deal with that person for this amount of time. And stick to that so that you're not getting yourself overwhelmed, so that you can deal with that person, but only for a limited time. And this gives us a little bit of calm because you know there's an end in sight. When you walk into that meeting or you walk into that family gathering, you know that there's an end in sight. You've already set it. You've already set the finish line. And so you can patiently wait for that finish line. And then you can leave, take a deep breath, and you've put that behind you for the day. And so set those time limits in advance. Plan. How long do I need to be exposed to this person and their irritating ways? How long can I take it? And set that so you're dealing in a healthy way with that person. The fifth strategy is to show some dignity and compassion. Don't abuse people because they irritate you. Yes, they may be on your last nerve, but we need to be compassionate to people, even if they are really irritating. Don't take opportunities to hurt them. Don't take opportunities to do cruel things to them. It may be tempting, even if we're basically good people, it may be tempting to really stick it to them, to undermine them, to do mean things to them because they wear on our nerves so much, because we feel just beaten down having to deal with them. It may feel good to sort of stick it to them occasionally, to do something to them that hurts them, that undermines them, or treats them in a bad way. But that's not the way we need to be. Some people are irritating, but we need to have dignity. Some people are indeed annoying, but we need to have compassion. The world is a better place if we treat people right. And yes, they may be incredibly irritating, but even when they are, we need to show some dignity and compassion and treat them the right way anyway. If we do all of this, if we allow people just to be wrong, if we evaluate why we are being irritated, and perhaps it has more to do with a past event than it does with that particular person, if we confront that person before we get angry and have a rational conversation about what's going on, if we set time limits on how long we have to deal with these people and set boundaries on how much time we're going to work directly with them, and if we show some compassion and some dignity even in the midst of being irritated, then that relationship's going to go a lot better. Follow these strategies, and I think it will help you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. Of course, I hope that you'll check out this and other color radio programming at radiocolor.cz. Or check out my website at markahicks.com. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know that life is difficult, but life can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.